spooky, spooky week comes to a conclusion. This is your reading for Friday, April 5th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram. It will be published in the stories. As I do every Friday, it is the Crow Tarot. So, let's get into it. The theme card is the inverted Queen of Pentacles. Keywords here are insecurity, greed, and envy. The tool card is the inverted King of Pentacles. Keywords, possessiveness, greed, and exploitativeness. The obstacle is the inverted star. It's keywords being like hopelessness, despair, and lacking faith. The underscore, the Six of Pentacles, the message is to seek out others with hidden talents. The sixth instinct is the King card, which strong leader and commander, like no fucking shit, right? The moon, waning crescent, as it has been since Wednesday, but the phase is that of pulling away from the hustle and bustle of life, thinking on our next intentions for the next moon cycle. All right, let's put it all together. Change the days without a negative reading. Change that sign to zero, because it does not. It seems like it was a flash in the pan yesterday. So the theme card we got as our tool yesterday, and I think appearing in this position, it would signify that we've taken those characteristics to their negative extremes. The previously charismatic and clever person has taken to envying anyone who they perceive as being more successful or having something that they want. So the overall message is that priorities are becoming misaligned with values, and that is going to become more and more compromising as that situation develops. The tool card is unfortunately not a whole lot better. The key takeaway from, I think, having this card in the tool position, I think the key message is awareness. This card is a sign that success is no longer being measured by values and instead by material wealth, you know, like I just mentioned. It could also mean that there is a financial tower on the horizon. Now, the tower card, as you may or may not know, is typically one of impending disaster. So having one of those on the horizon that we're not acknowledging, it's allowing it to grow to the point where it's going to be a disaster instead of a, you know, just a shitty situation that we're kind of catching as it falls, as it were. So as a tool, we can take this to mean that we need to stop ourselves from continuing on this road and allowing ourselves to reassess. The moon phase calls for exactly this, so don't, you know, it's not just me saying it, you know, the moon is telling you, bitch, not me. So do what is necessary. The underscore is that of finding others with hidden talents and helping them develop said talents. The key to this is to not approach these people like as a mentor or a guide or anything, but approach as a peer that is wanting to learn from them, learn from their innate abilities that they may not even be aware that they have so much, but you see it and you want to adapt it to your own life. So, you know, that's kind of the idea of how you approach that situation. So the sixth instinct is the King, right? These are still kind of new. I just got this Oracle deck that I'm trying to work in. So getting this as our instinct, I think, is very much like yesterday. The Queen that we got yesterday is to be the strong presence in the room. You know what needs to be done. You know what the hard decisions that need to be made are. So take executive action and make the decisions. By taking the helm, a lot of times in situations like these, you give others the permission structure that they need to relinquish authority on difficult decisions, and they will kind of like fall in line and follow with your choices. Just it's easier than having to make the hard decision themselves. The obstacle kind of held this one to the end just because there was a lot of... I was able to work in the other cards a little better. But the obstacle card here is lacking faith. The inverted star, it's usually signifying emotions of being betrayed or left behind. And because of these feelings, obstacles may seem much greater than they are. You know, it's difficult to overcome difficult situations when you're doing it by yourself. So remember that you're the king. Like I said yesterday to the fellas, ladies, you are just as much a king as any man is. Gents, you're just as much a queen as any woman is. Non-binary fellows, you're just as much as whatever the fuck you want to be. And I'm here for it. What matters ultimately doesn't fucking matter what crown you're wearing. That's not the point. It's more of taking control and taking the lead, leading yourself, and if the situation calls for it, leading others out of difficulty. So to wrap it up, the stone today is the fancy jasper. It's a good one. Good use is for feeling grounded and feeling present in the present, if that makes sense. It's also good for letting go of negative feelings like greed and insecurity, for example. And, you know, it's a good one to let foster that sense of leadership and strength that as is needed, you know, in your whatever it is that you're dealing with. To wrap it up, the coin flip was a yes, which is, do you want to go to lvxmedia.net/spooky and get yourself a private reading? The answer is yes. That's what the coin flip said. So go do that. If you have any questions or comments about the reading, 833-LUX-PODS, you could call or text. If you want to have your audio cut into the show, you can leave a voicemail. Otherwise, text or go to the website and you fill out that form there. Whatever you prefer. LVX Media Net, that's the social media handle everywhere. If you can't find it, we're not on it. It's important for me to mention that if you are interested in discussing a private reading or today's reading as it pertains to your life, the social media handles are not private. Okay? Keep that in mind. I'm very careful about who I share that access with, but I cannot pretend that other people don't have access to it. You know what I mean? So if you want to keep it private, fill out the form on the website or use the phone number. Those go to me, directly to me, only me. But yeah, the social media handles other people do have access, and they're not just from the ooky spooky stuff. They are from other shows that I do as well. So keep that in mind. What else? It's Friday, so no readings over the weekend. But I will see you Monday. Same ooky time, same spooky place.